Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Some pretty sad news came across our desk today, Jess.
I've never seen you this devastated.
You saw me open this. I got it sent from the digital department. They're like, hey, not sure if you've seen this today. Some pretty big news.
You barely had words. You just turned to me and went,
So I'm going to read a statement here from Lynx, the deodorant company. Rest in Africa.
Oh.
You may have heard that our iconic Lynx Africa scent is getting discontinued. We know it hurts. Sorry if we've ruined your go-to fragrance. But don't worry, the rest of your faves are still here to keep you smelling fine. And who knows, maybe one day Lynx Africa will make a legendary comeback. We appreciate your understanding during this period of adjustment and apologize for any inconvenience. Hashtag RIP Lynx Africa.
Now, see, I saw that this morning and I immediately had to check the date. I was like, okay, it's not April Fool's. And then my next thought was, is this a genius marketing ploy?
We've seen this before.
From Lynx to be like, okay, we're discontinuing our best scent.
Yeah. Probably our most iconic.
Our biggest seller.
Because can you name another Lynx scent?
I couldn't.
I have no idea. It was literally the first deodorant I ever had when I started being a stinky young boy.
I feel like every kid in year nine, you get handed that at the start of the year.
It just smells like year nine locker room at the school.
So I fear that everyone's going to kick up a fuss. They're going to get a lot of publicity, and they're going to be the good guys bringing it back.
And they're doing your Neighbours.
I think so.
Like bring Kylie Minogue back, all these big names, and then go, no, we're finishing. Did we say finishing? We mean just beginning. Here's us Neighbours again.
They have that guy from the old ad smash through another glass window.
It actually left me speechless this morning.
You told me you needed a couple of hours just to be alone with your thoughts.
And I've taken that time, and I've decided that I don't have anything I'd like to say about this, but there's something that I'd like to sing about. It's a bit of a tribute kind of to Lynx Africa, which I think is an iconic deodorant for a lot
of. It is.
Not just young boys, but obviously a lot of mostly young boys across the years. So let's sit back, have a listen, and think about what Lynx Africa has done for us. Take it in. I hear the sprays echoing tonight. Lynx Africa has announced it is getting discontinued. And with a shock and with a fright, its beautiful scent can't save our pits from stinky BO. Chicks breaking walls of glass in the ads again. Those shower sets you'd get at Christmas every single year. You'd shake it up and then you'd spray. Hurry, boys, they're waiting there for you. It's gonna take a lot to find another spray than you. There's nothing that 100 cents or more could ever do. I'll miss the sprays of Lynx Africa. I'll miss the sprays of Lynx Africa.
I'll miss the sprays.
I'll miss the sprays of Lynx Africa.
I'll miss the sprays.
I'll miss the sprays of Lynx Africa. I'll miss the sprays of Lynx Africa. Gotta take some time to think about how much I'm going to be crying in the shower without the Lynx Africa shower scent. It's a sad day, Jess.
Oh, buddy. I'm so glad you got your emotions out. It's so important to, you know, not hold on to these things.
I think we'll all miss the sprays.
I think we will.
Of Lynx Africa. Mm-hmm. So if you've still got a can, I envy you because I haven't got one.
Maybe grab yourself a can before they're completely off the shelves.
Yeah, wow. Thinking of you, if that's affected your day and your armpits moving forward.
Let us know on 52232955 if the Lynx Africa is your go-to scent, because we're going to have to find you something else.
This is Tim and Jess.
Strap in. This is weird. I'm going to get straight out on the front foot with this one. There's a mystery going on in Sydney at the moment. When it comes to open houses for rentals and for people selling their house, putting it on the market.
Yeah, I did see this.
There's weird thing going on where people are going.
I feel like this has been happening enough that they had to start putting a sign out.
Yeah, it's weird. And I know I keep saying weird, but I can't think of any other way to describe it. At the end of a lot of these open homes, when the real estate agent is like packing up, whether the house is empty or it's someone's house and they've left for an hour so that they can have people walking through, there's an unflushed poo in the toilet. Number two.
Well, if you flush it, you're going to, you know, that's just draw attention to yourself. Yeah.
Well, if you flush it, no, you're not drawing attention to yourself because then there's no...
No, but people will hear you flush and they'll be like, who's using the toilet?
You're allowed. It's not the end of the world if you use the toilet in an open
home. Do you think so?
I've never... Mate, I'm nowhere near buying a house, but I wouldn't be...
You can't just go around using other people's toilets. Well, it's not your house yet.
Don't go there to go to the bathroom. But if you're there and busting, surely it's fine.
But this is what real estate agents are saying. People go specifically to use the toilets and then they leave. They've got no interest in buying the house.
Well, sometimes it's hard to find a public bathroom.
That's so weird, Tim. You just said it was weird. The weird part is that they leave it sitting there.
100%.
The weird part is that they use it in the first place.
Oh, yeah. It's totally normal to just leave a turd in the bowl without flushing.
I don't think that's normal, but I think going into an open house and shutting the door and using the toilet while everyone's walking around, weird.
What if you need to go? Okay,
go to a public toilet.
But I'm saying, like, sometimes, you know how, I don't know if you're at the age that I am, I either don't need to go to the bathroom or it's like, Tim, wait, code red, emergency brown bomb needs to be dislodged from the aeroplane. It is...
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's not a situation you want to be in, but I don't think it should be...
If I am holding an open house, I don't want a whole bunch of strangers using my toilet. No, thank you.
That's where I kiss my husband. I get it now from your perspective, Jess. You shouldn't
tell. It's a sacred space.
You shouldn't tell me these things because I'll bring it up every chance I get. I mean, I was going to talk about something else, but I'm happy to talk about this now. Is it okay to use the bathroom when you're going through an inspection?
Absolutely not. You don't walk in and test out the shower, do you?
That's so different.
Like, hang on a second. Let me just take all my clothes off. I've got to test the shower for water pressure.
I'm saying specifically for if you're, it's like you didn't plan there. You didn't plan to do a number two or a number one. And you're just like, you're walking around. You go, oh, man, I'm busting.
It's not a public toilet. Go find a public toilet.
Why are you so, man?
Because that's disgusting.
The amount of things.
Someone still lives there.
The amount of things that you have brought to the show that you go like, this is totally fine. What did you tell me today in reception?
What did I tell you today in reception?
That you'll be sitting on the couch with your feet barefoot and you'll go, ring, 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 and then your husband will pick up your foot like a phone. No, shut up. No, if you want to talk about disgusting, and then you'll pick it up, and he'll pick up your foot, it's a phone, and go, hello? Oh, you want a drink, cutie? Okay, cutie, I'll go and get you a drink.
It's because he loves me. It's called love, Tim.
I'd rather you poo in my toilet than you do that in my open home.
And I have pooed in your toilet.
Yeah, I know. And that's fine because you needed to go.
But I was your friend. I wasn't a random stranger at an open house.
I don't know.
This is strange, Tim.
I don't think it's strange. I think it's totally fine. I've never gone to an open home. So I, like, besides, like, walking through rentals, but I've never had to go to the bathroom.
You'll never be allowed to go again if they find you pooing in the toilet.
Mate, this is...
That's so weird.
All right, Captain Normal. Do you want me to keep going with what other weird foot stuff you do with your husband? Do you link foot toes and hold feet like people hold hands? Yes or no?
Why is this
and
turning?
I'm the crazy one. Oh, no. Unhinged Tim is back. Crazy Tim. Needing to go to the bathroom where Jess is interlocking toes with her husband, yelling at me going, that's just not on. That's just not on.
But I'm doing that in the privacy of my own home.
Unbelievable.
Not at an open house.
52232955. Give us a call. Can you use the bathroom if you're going through an inspection for whether you're renting or you're buying? This is wild for a Friday. Steve and Lara.
Steve.
Listen, I'm usually team Jess, but Jess, you're totally wrong here.
Steve.
First of all, your chip. What are you thinking, mate? Seriously. That's disgusting. And when you need to go, when nature calls, you got to go.
It's not your toilet, Steve. It's not your toilet.
What? It's a toilet. What do you expect to be clean all the time?
Yeah, but what if someone walks in on you while you're doing your business?
Lock the door.
Oh, there's a lock on the door? Why? You lock the door somehow. Wedge your foot against it.
So, Steve, do you agree with Tim? Do you think the weird part of this story is that they haven't flushed?
Yeah, that's the weird part. Yeah, he should flush.
Okay, Jess, I'll ask you this question. Besides the fact of how you feel if someone's gone to the bathroom, would you rather find out from your real estate agent, you're trying to sell your house, they're like, hey, someone went to the bathroom, they flushed it, it's fine. Or like you come home after a whole bunch of people have been through your house and like, hey, there's a poo in the toilet, no one flushed it. What would you rather in that situation?
Neither of those scenarios
are
great.
I'm asking for an A or a B. I don't want to know
C. Secret answer C.
You before you blow.
Yeah, Steve. Oh, no.
What did he say?
You got to try before you buy.
Oh, Steve. Steve.
This is weird from you, you filthy grot monster, for you to draw a line here. I said to you during the song, don't push me because I've got so much more weird stuff.
Oh, go on.
Oh, you want to go?
What have you got?
You want to go?
No, I don't want to play
exactly.
This game.
Tim and Jess, the podcast. Australia's a different kind of country, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at I base it off advertising, like TV advertising alone. When was the last time you saw an ad that wasn't just like silly?
What do you mean?
Like they're always like, it's like a family and they're like, what's going on? We're silly, but we're a family. Or it's like a ridiculous scenario. Like there's a joke in there. There's not like, unless it's like a bank ad and it's like, I don't know, the Westpac helicopter's like lifting off somewhere and they're like, we're there for you. Buy a house with
what's
us.
What's that ad? I always forget what the ad was actually for. I think it's like a lottery thing where the grandpa's like, he opens this envelope and it's like, oh, surprise, it's twins.
Yeah, and like, why did you need to add that element to this ad? Anyway, like, I love, like, there's always fun. Like, I didn't realize until I went overseas to the UK and to America and I was like, oh, it's like, we're just an unserious country.
Especially America. Like, they advertise all these, like, different, like, prescription medications.
Yeah, it's quite bizarre.
And
in particular with, like, endorsements and these kind of things, something's happened. Now, this happened a couple of days ago. I've been trying to talk about it on the show, but we've just been so busy. Last week in the first game of round one, Richmond, like, really excitingly beat Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was losing it.
Carlton's not having a great start to the season, are they?
You don't know a lot about footy, but you know that. That's so funny to me. Sam Laidlaw, who is the number one draft pick from last year, so he played his first game for the Tigers, played a great game. I think he was the round one rising star nominee that Ollie Dempsey from the Cats won last year. During the celebration when he kicked a goal, unfortunately for the young man, his testicles came out of his shorts.
Oh,
he was
no.
running around. Just the two.
He had a little peekaboo.
Yeah, just the little family jewels were out there. Oh. And like,
there's the quirky family on the TV.
He handled it really well.
How does that even happen?
I mean, it must have like it happens out. It like if it just slips out. Like
I wouldn't know. Haven't got him.
You wouldn't. I imagine if you were a bloke, yours would be slipping out on the, I reckon weekly. You're so undelicate.
Like, Jess, I can see them again.
Oh, God. All right, Jess. Stop wearing these short shorts. Okay.
How did he handle it?
Handled it really well.
Like,
so
did he just feel a breeze?
I think, like, once they didn't show it on camera, like, him figuring it out. But on Instagram, he, like, said, oh, it's so great to get out there. And then did, like,
I bet it was.
But anyway, he, like, made a bit of a joke on his Instagram. Yeah. Like, good spirits, because you could be pretty embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
But he has landed a deal with Bonds.
Amazing.
After this.
Oh, amazing.
And this is what I mean. Like, don't you just love Australian like endorsements?
Do you know what? That's just quick thinking by the Bonds PR team.
Yeah.
They're like, we can make something out of this.
And he's like, now I see an ad where it'll be like, hi, I'm Sam Laidlaw. And when I'm running around the G with Richmond, and my fellas are hanging out, there's nowhere else I'd rather be wearing than Bonds.
Clearly, I wasn't wearing Bonds back then.
Yeah, no, but now I literally haven't seen my testicles in 4 years since I signed with Bonds Australia, because they hold me nice and snug, they keep me protected and nice and clean. I'm Sam Laidlaw. I can see that in the future.
Yes.
And I love that this has happened.
I want
Bonds
a billboard.
Jumped on it.
Yeah. Where it's like, peekaboo.
What's peekabooing?
No, nothing. Oh. Because of the Bonds underwear.
Okay. I was going to say, that is a heavy marketing tactic. So yeah, really interested. Like we're like here in Geelong. Obviously Bailey Smith, he's in with Cotton On, but that's just like clothes. There's nothing to do with anything falling out of anything. So I like it. More of it, please. Well, not more of that happening, but more great advertising and clever endorsements.
This is Tim and Jess.
I want to talk about former First Lady Michelle Obama. Mish is in the news lately. She's saying some wild stuff.
Mish, you guys are good mates.
First name. I don't think it's controversial. But for some reason, there's a whole bunch of things about Michelle Obama talking about how much she loves bedtime.
Oh.
And direct quotes of like, bedtime is the best time of the day.
Right.
She's like, I'm not a party animal. I've never been a party animal. Mm. I like, as soon as I've had dinner, if I can be in my bed within 1 hour of dinner, that is my ideal.
Oh.
Ideal night.
Do you know what? I feel like a switch flicks in you. You hit a certain age. For me, it was like 28.
Right.
I hit 28 and I was like, oh, out after 10 p.m. No thanks.
Oh, right.
Oh, yuck.
I mine hit a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe I was 19. I was like,
you're telling me I can be home by 8 o'clock in my pajamas eating in bed. Yes, thank you.
Hang on, what? Is it eating in bed?
You know what? You know I've got my snack drawer.
Yeah, I know. All right. Okay, sorry. You brought it up. Sorry. I wanted to offer, because I think a lot of people will go, oh, yeah, bedtime. Like, I love bedtime. I think people like the idea of sleep, but I don't think the actual hour or so, like when you get into bed to when you go to sleep, I don't think that's as enjoyable as after you've woken up in the morning. And you know when you're like, you're not in a rush and you can just... Like you and your partner or you and your housemates, just you and your family, they're just potting around like someone's making toast. Maybe you're doing a crossword or like looking after the kids or something. I don't know. Like to me, I would prefer that over like the hour before bed.
Right.
7 out of 7 days.
You're a morning person.
I don't know if I'm a morning person because I get it. Like when you wake up, you're like, where am I? What has happened? Why was I dreaming about pyramids again? I've got no idea.
I always want to be the morning person. And like if I'm on holidays, I'll always try and catch a sunrise on a holiday.
For the other 48 weeks of the year.
I don't think I've seen a sunrise since January, Tim. Yeah,
fair enough. I think morning is better than bedtime. I think like that pre-breakfast time is better than pre-night time.
Nah, bedtime's the way to go.
But I don't know, like most of us, I don't want to speak on behalf of everyone. Mm. But surely you're facing away from your partner scrolling on your phone for the last half an hour before you go to sleep.
Nah, not me and my husband.
Sorry,
usually...
you're linking toes facing each other.
Okay.
You're kissing his forehead every 30 seconds as per the contract. he's squeezing your butt just enough times. 3 pumps is enough. Well, 4, that's not okay. All these kind of things. Pump, pump, pump. I'm using my hand here.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I understand that you are completely cooked and weird. So yes. That would be different.
I just enjoy that, like the nighttime wind down, you know? Mm. There's no rushing. I can take my time.
No offense. I'm sure you'd find a way to make bedtime stressful.
How dare you? Be so accurate.
Give us a call. Give us a call. What's superior? That nighttime, that bedtime?
Yeah.
Or?
Are you a Michelle Obama?
Yeah. Are you a Michelle Cabana? Do you prefer bedtime? Or do you prefer like that potting around in the morning? Do you like just kind of, you know, getting around? Or are you like Michelle Katana and you really enjoy, just going to bed? Give us a call, 52-232-955. I don't know. Maybe there's more Michelle Havanas out there. Jess, we'll have to find out. Abby in Grovedale. Apparently, you're into this kind of chat. What are you thinking?
So, like I said to Jess, I'm actually shocked that you're more of a morning person because of the pure fact that you have a son. I have, you know, 2 daughters and... You know, not that I don't enjoy spending time with them. Don't get me wrong. I love my kids. But, you know, spending all day from like 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, caring for them and all that. Bedtime's my favorite because once they're in bed, I get some me time for a couple of hours before I actually have to go to sleep. But, yeah, I love the evening. It's just adult time, you know? Like, be able to have adult conversations, not talking about cows and ducks and, you know, old McDonald farm, you know?
I love an E-I-E-I-O. Yeah. Don't get me started on that, Abby. I think
as much as the next guy.
Yeah, I get it. I hear it. Because like Jess said, we used to work early mornings. I think I got used to it. So like when I'm up, I'm up.
Yeah.
And I'm switched on. Mm-hmm. And I think I had heard Jess speaking to you in the song as well. I only see my son for like, I don't know, half an hour at most when I get home because he goes to bed after I get back from the radio show. So in the mornings, if he's up at 6, I'm like, excellent, we're all up, let's go. My wife doesn't feel
the
same.
You want to go on the slide? Let's go on the slide.
Let's go on the slide. So the morning, it's like, all right, we're all having breakfast together. It's chaos. Cute. I'm trying to do a crossword. I've never finished the crossword because there's so much chaos going on. But I just love the mornings.
Yeah, no, I definitely get it. The start of the morning's fantastic. It's when it gets to about 3 o'clock and I don't have an afternoon shift at work that I'm home with them and I'm like, okay, guys, this is getting very overstimulating. Is it bedtime yet?
Yeah. Well, as Michelle Pajama always says, bedtime is king. So there you go, Abby. Yep. Appreciate that one. Thank you very much. I don't know. Maybe I'll give nighttime a bit of a go.
I think you should. You know? Maybe stay up past 8:30 and you might enjoy the nighttime a little bit more.
Well, it's midnight at 8:30. Yeah. Why would I stay up past midnight?
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.